nothing worth more. They'll ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living home. Your presence, Lord. Happy to empty.
Oh. And adopted us as sons and daughters.
Lord, thank you.
Amen.
Now this is a good problem. We're actually overrunning with kids today.
And I don't
even have my four here.
It's cool. I like
it. So I love how God works things together so amazingly on Sunday mornings. The songs we sang this morning talked about being content in God's goodness and God's strength. And how we just want to be in His presence, how that should be the cry of our hearts is, Lord, let us be in Your presence all the
time.
And when we're in His presence, we can be content knowing that God is taking care of us. And when I originally thought about this week's lesson, I thought, I think we can make it through two verses this week. But I'm not so sure we're going to make it. So let's start off by reading Matthew 5:5 and Matthew 5:6. So read, you must please read these two verses with me. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. First off, you got, oh, sorry,
I'll read it. The people who are blessed are blessed.
Alright, so first thing I want to do is remind you of what does blessed mean in these verses. And it means that we will have the favor of God, that God will be on our lives and will guide us through life and be with us no matter what we're going through. And then verse 5 promises us that we shall inherit the earth. What do you think meek means, do any of you know?
Meek, what do you mean?
Meek is actually a lot similar to the word of being humble. But one of the coolest definitions I found was that it's talking about having strength, and yet that strength is perfectly under control. And when we're meek, we're putting others first before ourselves, and we just rely on God because He promises He'll take care of us. How many of you kids like going to the park? Big kids, little kids, yeah. When you go there with your mom and dad, do they watch over you, or do they just kind of say, here's the park, and take off? And they're all saying that their parents watch over them. Well, it's the same way with God. He doesn't just leave us here alone. He's watching over us every minute of every day. So when we're meek, we're not relying on our strength. We're able to be meek because we know God is strong no matter what we are. So this is how we're going to illustrate this one. This is a little tiny dog. How many of you have owned little dogs? I've owned little dogs and I've owned big dogs. And let me tell you a secret about little dogs. They all think they're big dogs. Every single little dog I've ever owned, when I take it for a walk, if it sees another dog, no matter how big it is, starts going. See, the little dog only thinks it's big and strong, though. Now, the big dog, what does it do when that little dog is barking at it? Yes, that is Swiffer, you're right. This is what happens. He's just sitting there quietly. And do you know why? Because he knows he's big and strong. And one quick bite and the little doggy would be gone. This is actually how we can be with God in our lives. Now the little dog is Satan. Satan thinks he's big and thinks he's strong, but he isn't because God keeps limits on him. And so Satan will come around and be like, you're weak, you're ugly, you're little, you're all these things he tries to tell us how we're so bad. But once you've accepted Jesus into your heart, once you've chosen to follow Him, you can sit there quietly knowing that God is actually going to fight for you. That even though you might be little in size, like this little dog, you have unlimited power because of the strength of God inside of you. And so we can go through life being meek because we know that in our weakness, God is strong. And because God's love is perfect, His strength is perfect, and we don't have to be loud and boisterous about what we're doing, we can show people through our quietness and our contentness in God. And so what I want you guys to think about is how even though you are little physically, spiritually, once you decide to follow God, you actually have unlimited strength. And God will give you strength and boldness to make a difference in your friends' lives. So when you think of this verse where it says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Remember that meekness is actually strength under control because you know God is powerful inside of us. God, I thank you that even in the midst of our hard times, even in the midst of when we are weak and feeling sad, you are still good. Thank you, Lord, that doesn't matter the physical size of our bodies. But because of you, we are all strong in your spirit. Help us, Lord, to show the world what strength under control is, because that is how you are. You are all powerful. And you want to live inside each and every one of these kids' hearts. That even though you are so big, it says you hold the world in your hand. You have an amazing ability to come down and live inside of us. So Lord, I ask that you would help each and every one of us here in this family of believers to be meek, to be quiet in your strength. Lord, as the world sees that difference in us, let them be drawn to you. Lord, I especially ask that of these children, that as they go to their schools, their preschools, kids, other kids will see you in them. Lord, that even though they are young and they are little, they are not too young or little for you to use for your kingdom. And Lord, just thank you that as we rely on you, we're promised that you will take care of us, that you will give us the earth.
あなたに信頼を置くことによって、あなたはいつも私たちを見守ってくださいます。
So、Lord, we put our hope and our desires in you.
私たちの希望や願い、すべてをあなたに捧げます。
And just ask that you will help us do great and mighty things for you.
そして、あなたのために素晴らしいことができるように用いてくださることを信じます。
Work in these young kids' lives, Lord, and draw them
unto you. 子供たち一人一人の人生に働きかけ、心に働きかけ、彼らをあなたに引き寄せてください。
Let them at a young age desire to follow you, choose to follow you, and then they will live that the rest of their lives.
小さい頃からあなたを信じてついていくという決断を与えて、人生を通してあなたについていく力を与えてください。
So Lord, we love you. We thank you for being so
good. あなたを愛しても素晴らしい神でいてくださることを感謝します。 アーメン。 アーメン。
How many of you guys are blessed by the kids' message every week? So, you know, it's a lot of work to promote the ministry of the Praise God for dedication and also for Megumi for
interceding. 先週はチャドさんがですね、本当にこうチャンピオンについてお話してくださいました。
Last week, if you were here, Chad talked about being a champion, or becoming a champion, He talked about one of the things he shared was that we're definitely going to come against different problems and different trouble in our life.
今週大変でしたよね。大変じゃなかったですか？
Anyone have a perfect week or did you just run into different things?
本当に大変なことはありました。
Anybody else? Just me and you.
まあ大変ですよね。
Okay, we got a few people.
でもその時に私たちは何が大切かということを本当に考えたいと思います。
But, when that happens, when things don't go the way we plan, what is the most important thing?
毎回失敗を繰り返すんですけど、私は3つのことを先週考えました。
You know, we fail in different ways, but I thought about three different things.
一つは本当に神様の愛を今日もありました。神様の愛を覚えようということです。
But,The first thing is, I want to remember the love of God. I want to remember God's grace, and I want to remember that I've been forgiven. And the second thing is that I really want to learn from the Word of God.
聖書を本当に検索することは少なくなるかもしれませんけど、本当に聖書を検索する必要を感じました。
But, and how much we need to read the Word of God. We need to read our Bible.
三つ目はですね、本当に聖霊様に満たされて、聖霊様に導かれることの大切さを思います。
And the third thing was, just how important it is to be filled and refilled by the Holy Spirit.
今日はですね、使徒言行録の中からエルサレムの教会について教会から学んでいきたいと思うんですけども。
Today I want to look at the book of Acts and I want to look at the church in Jerusalem and see how we can learn from their experience.
イエス様はペテロの上に教会を建てるって話されましたね。
Last week Chad shared with us, and it's written in the Bible that Jesus said that he would build his church upon the rock upon Peter.
英語で church、日本語で教会って言いますけども。
In English we say church, in Japanese we say 教会。
もともとの言語ではそれはエクレシアって言うんです。
But in the original language it was a word that's called ecclesia.
エクレシアっていうのはそのユダヤ教徒 の集会所のシナゴクとは全く性格が違うんですね。
The word ecclesia is really different from the types of gatherings that the Jewish people had at the time.
そのシナゴクに行ったらそこでトーラっていうか律法を学んだりしますけれども。
When they gathered, they learned from the Torah, from the first five books of the Pentateuch.
でもですね、エクレシアは信仰を共にする人が共に生きる共同体なんですね。
But the word ecclesia is a different word. It means rather live together and as a community to gather together.
先週ペテロがですね、たちの弟子たちがペンテカストの日に祈って聖霊を受けたということをチャドさんも話してくださいました。
Chad talked about last week how the disciples were gathered together.In Jerusalem, and they prayed for the Holy Spirit, and that was at the time of Pentecost.
その日に聖霊を受けて、それまで恐れや本当に自信がなかった弟子たちが力強くイエス様のことを明かしするようになるんですね。
And at that time, their lives were dramatically changed. The weak and scared disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they became bold.
みんなが120人ぐらい集まってたんですけど、その人たちが大きな声で語るので、もうみんな気に来たんですね。
So, they, after they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they went out and they were really speaking in a loud voice, and all sorts of different people gathered around.
そしてそれがいろんな国の言語だったんですね。
And actually, they were speaking in other tongues, and it was the languages of other countries.
はい、質問です。日本語でイエス様は救い主ですね。英語では
So, if I say, well, this is a little bit of a trick question. What he's asking, what did I say in English? So I guess I'm not supposed to say it. Can you say that in English?
Jesus is the Savior. Okay. Hi. では、
next.
韓国語では
In Korean,、
yes.
Jesus is the Savior.
Savior. 救世主。救世主。はい。では、中国語では
In Chinese,
Yes, 救世主。はい。はい。では、スイスジャーマンでは
How about in German, Swiss German?
イエスシュレッ
テ。はい。イエスシュレッテ。まず、giving up on it. Repeating it.
でもですね、本当にこの時、エルサレムでいろんな国のことで、言葉でイエスを救い主って語ってたんです。
But in any case, on that day in Jerusalem,people were shouting in many different languages, Jesus is the Savior. Amen.
それを聞いた人たちは、あ、これ本当だと思って心が動かされたんですね。
And the people who were listening, their hearts were moved, and they really thought, wow, this is really the truth.
これ本当だと思ったんですね。
This is the truth. He really is the Savior.
そして弟子たちにどうしたらいいんですかって聞きました。
And the, so the people who heard, they asked the disciples, what should we do?
使徒行伝2章の37節から見ていきますね。
And if you look in the second chapter of Acts, you can read what about this.I'm going to read in Japanese first.
人々はこれを聞いて大いに心を打たれ、ペトロと他の人たちに、兄弟たち、私たちはどうしたらよいのですかって言った。するとペトロは彼らに言った。悔い改めなさい。めいめいイエス・キリストの名によって洗礼を受け、罪を許していただきなさい。そうすれば、賜物として洗礼を受けます。この約束はあなた方にも、あなた方の子供にも、遠くにいるすべての人にも、つまり私たちの神である主が招いてくださるものなら誰にでも与えられているものなのです。
If you read English, please help me out. Acts 2:37-39. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself.
彼らの弟子たちの話を聞いた人はですね、あ、本当にイエス様は救い主なんだ、メシアなんだということは分かったんですね。
So the people who heard them saying, the disciples, speaking, they really believed Jesus is really the Lord, Jesus is really our Savior.
そして弟子たちにどうしたらいいんですかっていう。
And they took hold of the disciples and they said, what should we do?
弟子たちは何て答えましたか
？And what was the answer?
悔い改めなさい。
Repent.
洗礼を受けなさい。
Receive the Holy Spirit.
罪を許されたら賜物として聖霊を受けなさいと言われます。賜物として聖霊を受ける。
And as a gift of God that you will receive the Holy Spirit.
で、多分そのように信じた人はその日にしました。
And on that day, many of the people received Jesus as Lord.
その時に120人だった群れ、クリスチャンが3000人になったと言います。
So on that day, a church that was probably about 100 people, 3,000 people joined their church that in that one single day.
3,000 人が信じた。
3,000 people believed.
彼らはそれから集まって御言葉を学び、生活をも共にし、共に祈るようになりました。
And those 3,000 people.Started to gather together. They studied the word of God and they joined their lives together and they worshiped God.
その人たちを見たらですね、周りの人たちがいいなと思ったんですね。
And a lot of people who were around them saw what was going on and thought, oh wow, that looks pretty good.
何変と思った人もいるかもしれませんけど、いいなと思った人が多くいたんですね。
So there might have been some people who looked at them and like, oh, that's a little weird. But there were a lot of people who looked at them and said, wow, that looks really special.
はい。一体水場の周りの人たちは私たちをどう思ってますかね。
So I wonder when the people who passed by who see us here, what are they thinking about us?
どんな何か聞いたことありますか？皆さんどう思ってますかって。
Have you ever heard people walking by and what they're saying? Did anybody ever hear anyone talking about this community?
私の友人は結構通るんですね。
Actually, quite a lot of people that I know pass this way.
ある人ですね、私とここで目が合ったっていうんです、外歩いてて。
And one time when I was speaking, when I was giving my message right here, I looked at the window right behind, and there was somebody passing, and we kind of linked eyes. Someone I knew.
で結構こんな話を聞きます。賑やかそうですね。
And often I hear, oh, it looks rather kind of
noisy, rather. 多くの人がいますね。
Lively.
多くの人がいますね。
A lot of people say, oh, it looks lively.
国際的ですね。
It looks rather international.
楽しそうですねとも言ってます。
It looks like fun. Looks like it's enjoyable.
でいい話を今日は感謝ですね。
So I really praise God to hear good comments.
でも本当に私たちは一体どんなものをこの私たちの隣人さんに伝えるべきなんでしょうか。
But what should we be communicating to people that we know and to our neighbors?
彼らは共に生活をしましたけど、忘れなかったのはイエスがキリストであるということを語ることでした。
Certainly the early church, the Jerusalem church, had a community together, but the center of their lives was sharing that Jesus is Lord and Savior.
ペトロたちはですね、何回か捕まって、ユダヤ人の指導者のところに行って、いろいろ尋問、質問を受けます。
Peter and some of the other disciples were arrested by the Jewish leaders several times, and they were questioned.
これからイエスのことを話しちゃいけないよって言われました。
And they were ordered, from now on, don't talk about Jesus at all.
皆さんどうですか？捕まってイエスの名を話しちゃいけないって言われたらどうしますか？
So how would you respond if someone said to you, whether it's at work or wherever, arrested, don't speak about Jesus anymore? How would you respond?
ペテロはそれに怯えませんでした。ペテロは恐れませんでした。
But Peter was not affected at all by these leaders.